One of the most important differences about the faith of Christians and those of other people is that Christians believe that God has chosen to reveal himself in a particular way. Moses doesn't walk in the desert and think of an idea of God that seems pretty good to him and chooses to make that his God. No, he has an encounter in the desert with the burning bush, and God reveals himself to Moses. And tomorrow in the readings we hear about God even giving Moses his divine name he is to carry to the Hebrews in Egypt. To the pagans, God was so mysterious and had not revealed himself that the pagans had to make up their gods. They became idolatrous. Today, many people would say that it's not possible for God to reveal himself. There's no way that God, if God exists, could break into our world and speak to us in a way we could comprehend. But we believe that God has revealed himself, spoken to us. God who is one, God who is also Trinity, a community of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And to cling to this revelation, one need not be wise or learned, but one must have the heart of a child. A child who is ready to discover the world, whatever surprises it holds. A child who trusts that in the world, their being exists as a sheer gift. Total gratuity. None of us made ourselves. None of us hold ourselves in existence. Each morning we have the surprise and delight of realizing that God has wanted us to live. And God wants to speak to us. Jesus Christ desires to reveal himself to us each and every day. And he reveals himself in so many ways. We know, of course, as Catholics, that God reveals himself in the Word and the Scriptures we just heard. God reveals himself to us in the sacraments. God reveals himself to us in creation. We see some of God in God's handiwork. But Christ also reveals himself to us in the very ordinary experiences of the day. That's why it's so important at the end of the day, even if just for a few minutes, to look over one's day and ask the Holy Spirit, how has Jesus been revealing himself to me today? Where has Christ shown up and been present to me? Where have I been standing on very holy ground with my sandals still on, not realizing that God is right in front of me, here in this perhaps very ordinary event on the surface on a Wednesday in July in 2019. God reveals himself to us that we might know his love and go further in our relationship with the Lord. It is God's choice to reveal himself to us, and he does it freely. Today, as Christ reveals himself to us, reveals the Father, comes in the power of the Holy Spirit, may we have the heart of a child.